Tsimikas delivers. Yes! It's Virgil van Dijk who scores right at the end. Would you believe it? It's incredible.
Justice! Justice! That's that one. That is. What a ball in from Tsimikas. In fact, Virgil the skipper gets in front of his marker, glances the header beyond Petrovic and the goal.
Virgil van Dijk will get his hands on the trophy. He tells Jürgen to grab the other side. It's a joint lift. Virgil and Jürgen lift the trophy. 10 times winners of the League Cup. Liverpool bring a trophy back.
What an occasion it was here at Wembley. Liverpool's 10th League Cup win summarised beautifully there by our commentary team of Steve Hunter and Ray Houghton. I'm Peter McDowell and you're listening to the Reaction Podcast in this very first episode of our brand new podcast. We'll hear from Jurgen Klopp, Virgil van Dijk, Kevin Kelleher and Conor Bradley on a memorable day in the capital. First though, the initial post-match thoughts of our pundits, former Reds Ronnie Whelan and Stephen Warnock.
How do we sum it up best, Ronnie Whelan? Someone who's been there, done it, lifted trophies yourself, so many of them, as a captain too. Can you sum it up?
It's very, very difficult. But what an amazing performance from them kids who've come on today. You know, we were talking about before the game, a big game at Wembley, how will they react, how will they... But they've come on as if it was nothing. I thought once the kids come on, that we were going to get overrun by the power of Chelsea. The older players at Chelsea, I thought they were going to just take over. We got better. The legs come in back into the game. Legs come back into the team. The kids were closing down quicker. Everybody, we got another extra yard. It was just one of the most amazing performances for me.
Yeah, phenomenal. Me and Ronnie were sat watching it, and I said the biggest compliment I can pay to the kids and to Jürgen is that when the kids came on, the style never changed. The intensity didn't drop. The way that they pressed was exactly the same. They'll make mistakes. The kids, they're inexperienced. They'll go at the wrong time at certain times. And you can tell Jürgen was saying that to them. Just bide your time, go at the right time. And when they got it right, they pressed incredibly well. Created opportunities as well. Because you often think, what's the class like? What's it going to be, the golfing class, from going from academy football to playing in the final of a cup? That's a different class. It's a different level. They held their own. They were outstanding. I was beaming, absolutely beaming, thinking, the five academy kids on the pitch here.
Yeah.
Phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And every Chelsea fan down at the other end would have gone, this is our game now. That's their bench. They've got to bring on them to the bench. Unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. It'll go down as one of the best cup performances and best cup victories because of all the odds against them.
The crowd, you have to say, today made it. Yeah. They were absolutely brilliant. I was nearly crying in the first half of extra time, when they were singing Ole 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 to try and lift the kids, to try and lift everybody. And it happened. It worked. They were absolutely brilliant the way they sang it.
And these performances, these days, and Phil Reed put an unbelievable video together which told the story of how these are generational things. There'd be so many kids here today, mine included, first ever cup final. You know, their dad's telling them, this is what it's like, this is what it used to be like, and hopefully this is a generation now where it happens again, where Liverpool are in finals every year. And who knows what could happen even this season, Ron?
Yeah, I know, you've still got the FA Cup to go for, Europa League. There's still a big, big season. The bad thing for Jürgen today is to go in the dressing room at the end and go, OK, well done, you've got a game Wednesday. It just puts a big,
does he not just give them all a night off on Wednesday?
No, give them nothing. Just get them out there again and let them. Hopefully we can get through to the next round of the FA Cup. We want to be back here, don't we?
But if you don't win that game, the game on Wednesday becomes difficult. It becomes heavy-legged. It becomes one of them. They'll bounce into the game Wednesday, yeah. Especially the kids. Imagine the kids now. Oh, they'll be thinking, get me on that pitch. And all the fans, I mean, the following they're going to get, the reception they're going to get, it's going to be incredible. They'll pick them up again, give them that little bit of extra energy that they might need, because imagine how much, imagine the celebrations tonight. The kids aren't going to sleep.
No.
But even, do you know what the big thing as well? The senior players will have so much pride in that changing room for them young kids, won't they? I mean, there's not many teams that will have had that many kids playing in a final and winning it.
It's funny the way we keep saying kids, don't we?
I know.
The kids, it's like your little kids at home. But they are
and 19, 18, 20, 16-year-old on the bench. That, you hope, will be the future of Liverpool, and yeah, hopefully they'll be here many more times.
There was a wonderful picture being taken at the end where all of the stricken players, all of the senior superstars of Liverpool were stood on the end of the line and almost ushering those young players forward.
Yeah.
You know, this is your moment. This is what playing for Liverpool is all about.
Well, there's a realisation that without those kids, they wouldn't have won the game and they wouldn't have got to where they've got to. There has to be an understanding of that. But what you also find is that players accept players who are in the squad if the attitude's right and if the intensity of training's right, if they want to learn every single day, if they're listening to the messages that are being told to them. If Ronnie's telling me what to do every day and I'm not doing it, he'll stop telling me and he'll switch off and he'll ignore me. You can see these young lads want to learn, and that's exactly what you saw today, was that the players, the senior players, appreciating what the younger lads have done.
There was a great picture at the end there by the goalpost, and it was all the young lads that were either on the bench or have travelled with the squad, and all the senior players were looking at them and they were there with the cup. Yeah. Six or seven or eight of them. It was absolutely magnificent. Beautiful, wasn't it?
That's a picture for sure that Alex Inglethorpe will make sure is on the wall and some kind of mural of, you know, what the academy has achieved. This is a manager that's presented. I'm trying to present a figure off the top of my head. I think it's something like 60 debuts he's given players since he's come to Liverpool, which is an incredible tally, Stephen.
It's phenomenal. And my hope is that the next manager does the same, is that way inclined and thinks about the academy. We've got some great players within the academy. We've got some great players. We've got arguably one of the greatest players of his generation in Trent Alexander-Arnold and what he's done. But they're just getting better and better.
Come in, Connor. Connor Bradley, Liverpool's right winger, is coming to see us.
Well done.
What a performance.
Cheers.
Can you sum it up, Connor? How are you feeling right now?
I don't think I can actually put it into words. I'm so happy. I've supported this club since I was about 5 years old, so to win a trophy with them is just the best day ever.
You knew what kind of performance you were going to have to put in as a team today. Just talk about you individually first. There's a right back, you know, where you're playing. All of a sudden, you're playing Mo Salah's position.
Yeah, obviously, it was a change for me. Obviously, it wasn't nice seeing Ryan going off, and we know we're down to the bare bones at the minute, so wherever the gaffer asked me to play, I'm going to play, and I just tried to do my best at right wing.
What did he say to you before the game as a group of players?
He just said go out and enjoy it. Obviously, you don't get to many finals every week, so just go out and enjoy it and take it in.
There seemed to be a Liverpool dominance about the start of the game, and then the injuries to Ryan seemed to change it a little bit. Chelsea come back into things. They had a host of chances on the day. They were probably thinking at one point, this is just typical Liverpool. They won't go away.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, we know we've had loads of injuries, and the circumstances leading up to it, we knew it was going to be a difficult game. Obviously, Chelsea are a good team. They've got some fantastic players. So we knew before it was going to be tough, but we're just so happy to get it over the line and get the win.
There was a great moment at the end where all of the kids who've kind of come through the teams together, from babies all the way through to a Wembley Cup final, you all embraced together at the end. There's a feeling of that solidarity that you've all experienced together today.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I don't know how many academy lads were in the team today, but it's just so nice to do it with them. Obviously, I've played the whole way through up with them, and to come here with Liverpool and win a trophy is just unbelievable.
What about the fans?
Oh, they're the best in the world, by far.
Stephen Warnock, go on.
Last night, we were the young lads in a room together, sort of chatting about what might happen, what could be, and things like that, because you must be, as academy players coming through and having the opportunity to play at Wembley together, it must have just been an occasion that you're so looking forward to.
Yeah, obviously, there's a bit of nerves before the game, because obviously this is a massive occasion for me. I've supported the club all my life, so yeah, there's been nerves before, but as soon as I got out on the pitch, I just wanted to do the best I could and give everything I could, so we're just so happy to get the win.
Ronnie, as somebody that's lived that same dream as Connor, coming through playing Wembley finals at the age of 20, was kind of part of your experience being lived through him today as well?
Yeah. Well, you know, once you see the we keep saying the kids. There's the lads now that have gone in the first team, and you have to stand up and be counted, because you cannot come into a team that we've got as a kid and then, you know, you've got to get yourself in front. You've got to do everything so you can be in the next squad. I was saying to them earlier, Jurgen being there now going, well done, see you Wednesday, we've got another game to go.
Yeah,
is that going to be difficult again?
Yeah, of course it's going to be difficult. Obviously, that would have took a lot out of everyone today. I think we used nearly every sub we had. So, but we're back in tomorrow and we go again. Obviously, it's not... there's the we won't be celebrating very much, to be honest, like, because we want to try win every trophy, so we're back at it tomorrow.
Can I ask you about the centre backs, Connor? We spoke a lot about players that got very little experience of first team football. They were monumental, the two centre backs today.
Yeah, they were unbelievable. Obviously, Skip Verge was the two headers that he did score were brilliant. So they were so, and then obviously Abu as well. It's just he's so good at the back. So it's so nice as a right back to have them behind you, and it's so comforting for you.
Just a couple of final ones. You're the first Liverpool player of Northern Irish descent to win a trophy for Liverpool in 100 years.
I didn't know that.
You know, it's going to be monumental for people back home. This is going to be life-changing for kids that are following the same route as you.
Yeah, and hopefully it inspires a lot of people back home, because there hasn't been many players from Northern Ireland that play for Liverpool. So hopefully it inspires the kids back home to, if you work hard enough, you'll get a chance.
And just finally, it's been a really tough couple of weeks for you, an unbelievably tough couple of weeks. This is for your dad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's been really difficult for me the last couple of weeks. That news was the hardest news I'll ever have to take, I think. So, but we're just so happy to get over the line and thank you, we got through.
One medal to take home, indeed. We're so proud of you, mate. Well
cheers.
Done.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over to speak to us, Conor Bradley.
Well done.
Liverpool, well on his way to becoming a Liverpool legend as well, and one that's waiting to talk to us in the shape of the goalkeeper who came over last year when he scored the winning penalty and swore on live TV. We hope he doesn't do the same today. Well done, Queen.
Did you swear on TV?
That was when he won it a couple of years ago and won the winning penalty. Stick that mic up there for us, Queev. Can you sum it up today, what it means?
I think the reaction of the whole fans and the whole team, how buzzing everyone was, I think that kind of sums it up. It's a great way to kind of kickstart the rest of the season now, so yeah, we're delighted.
You almost cut the figure of an experienced player now, and we've spoken a lot during the course of the last 10 minutes about young, inexperienced players coming in. Did you almost have a different role today in the last couple of days as well for these young lads that were going to play in a major final like this?
Yeah, to be fair, looking around, there's a lot of young players now. I used to be one of them, I'm not one of them anymore, and then I thought they were excellent today. All the lads who came in were absolutely superb, and it's a testament to the academy and everyone there and the coaches. You know, they came in today and they didn't look out of place.
You've become real problem solvers as a club, as a dressing room, haven't you? What was said at half-time when you go in the way you do?
I think it was kind of more of the same. We did well first half. We created a few chances, stayed a few chances as well. But the boss is always positive at half-time, too fair. He likes to get a message across. And then, yeah, it was always going to be tight against Chelsea today, I think. And luckily we nicked it at the end.
Two or three unbelievable world-class saves from you as well today.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Obviously, I'm happy to help the team. That's what you have to do. You have to come in the big moments. You have to step up and make saves. So.
Anything for him, Stephen?
No, I just think, when was there a message to yourself to play the high line because of the speed of Chelsea over the top? Because I thought at times it was vitally important your positional sense actually helped the two centre-backs go tight as you can and be really press high up the pitch, and that ball over the top was something that you swept up extremely well.
Yeah, I think that, to be fair, the manager did say that he wanted the back line to keep a high line. You know, I think it's important if we're pressing that they need to be high as well. So, yeah, listen, I've done that my whole career, that I've tried to be a sweeper keeper almost and then help them, but sometimes they're so quick I just leave them to it as well.
Yeah,
so.
You're not wrong.
What's going on, Ron?
I know, I just want to ask him a quick question. Yeah. Who's going to be the next manager in Ireland?
That's the last thing on his mind now.
Me, I have no idea. Oh, yeah.
What's going through your mind as the game is ticking away? Are you thinking, I might have to take a penalty here, I might have to save a couple?
Yeah, to be fair, I thought it was going to go to penalties as we got the corner. I thought, it's probably it, you jump in. Wasn't long left, and then, yeah, happy for my heart that it didn't go to like last time, but yeah.
We spoke to Connor a short time ago about the centre-backs. You know, the inexperience is one thing, isn't it? But when you have the belief, the winning mentality, the knowledge that they've done it before, you know, Virgil van Dijk, Canate's played in World Cup finals, all those kind of things make a big difference in the end to that belief.
Yeah, I thought them two were brilliant today, and Drell when he come on as well. But like you say, to have them there, you can really lean on them at times when you need them, and you know, Verge especially, he's been a great leader this season and he stepped up again today. So, yeah, to have them in front of me, it makes my job a hell of a lot easier.
Just finally, before we let you go, what does this do for the season now, for the belief that this won't be the last final for this team?
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's a great kickstart now for the rest of the season. Still have plenty of competitions we want to go and do well in and win some. So, yeah, moments like this gives you extra motivation to want to do it again. So, yeah.
Great day for the Irish, great day for Liverpool as well. Keith, thanks for coming over to see us.
Thank you, man.
Top man, what a goalkeeper as well.
Brilliant, well done.
Really proving his worth. And I suppose it again proves what a great position Liverpool are in as a football club, in that Alisson comes out. A goalkeeper like that has a performance like the one he has today is brilliant.
There was one incident where he come off the line. Not for the kicker, when he close save.
Yeah.
And we were talking about how quickly he closed down the can't remember who it was, but no, his performance was brilliant again today. He's great the way he steps in. It's Alisson, you know. And you must have, or you must feel immense pressure because you're coming in for Alisson.
I think, the big thing for me is that we don't talk about him before the game now. If you lost Alisson 2-3 years ago, you'd have just been going, losing a world-class keeper. But you don't get that fear when he's playing. All the talk this morning was about Nunes and Salah, whether they're going to play. But you're missing arguably the best goalkeeper in world football. That affects any team, no matter how good you are. But we're not talking about it because we're going, it's all right, you've got Kelleher.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the saves that he's made in the last 2-3 weeks of being Alisson-esque, the speed off the line, the ability to close down players quickly. The one he makes in the second half from Conor Gallagher, the speed in which he moves off his line and closes him down. We've got our hands and our heads thinking, oh, no, here it is. This is the opportunity they're going to get. Mm. Quick as a flash, bang, he's out. He's in his face, on top of him. And he makes it look easy. That's the quality of him. But even on the ball, his distribution at times. I think he made one mistake distribution-wise where Jürgen had to pop at him for throwing it out too early. Mm. One mistake in a game of this magnitude. Phenomenal. Absolutely brilliant.
He would have played in this final. You have the thought anyway, because this has kind of been that competition this is cup, actually, yeah. But the other performance the other night against Luton would have done him a world of good, coming into a Wembley final with that kind of muscle memory if he knows how he wants to play.
No matter whether you're the goalkeeper, a fullback, or centre-forward, you like continuity in the team. Yeah. And he wasn't getting it, was he? But then he's had a few games now, and you can see how much better he is. That last year against Southampton, was it 4-4? Yeah. And he wasn't great. I'm sure he'll tell you that himself. But with the continuity that he's had over the last few games, he looks a much better goalkeeper. He's so assured, isn't he? Mm. Feet, any foot, left, right, just give me a hand. He doesn't seem phased at all, does he?
The other thing as well, he's had a different defence in front of him every single time.
Yeah.
Because he's had players change, chop and change, even today during the game. And that sometimes can be disruptive to a defence, and that can be disruptive to a keeper as well, because he's got to send different messages out. He's then got to organise from set pieces differently. That was what I was going to ask him then, but I forgot to say it, was you've got young kids coming on, and you've got corners getting flung in on top of you, and you're thinking, how are you organising this with the young kids? Who do you want to dominate the ball? Obviously, you know, you've got Virgil and Konate, but then what do you do elsewhere around that? He's the one who's got to take the lead in that, because it's his goal he's protecting. Yeah. He's the one that you often turn to where the keeper goes, I'll organise this, I'll make sure we're set, because I've got to feel comfortable. So it just speaks volumes for him, what he's done.
And one of the players that won quite a few of those defensive headers when Liverpool were up against it was a young striker that a week ago, maybe 10 days ago, was looking at playing for the under-21s at Newcastle, was disappointed he couldn't train with the first team because he'd had a cold. And here he is coming on to play centre-forward at Wembley. I mean, these stories don't happen anymore, do they?
Not really. He was unlucky as well, wasn't he? A couple of chances. The header, the keeper got top corner. But they don't seem to have any fear now, the kids. They just come on there. And you see them on the pitch, and the mates, you know, they're just together. And it's great when you get a little group like that coming into the team, especially when the big heads, so to say, are all injured.
Yep.
And these kids are going, come on, we'll show them that we can do it if we get a chance.
We spoke about it before the game. There will have been kids on that bench. I have to stop saying kids, but you know, young players on that bench. They say, I'll get on there today and I'll make a difference to this game.
100%. I thought Bobby Clark was exceptional. When he came onto the pitch, he pressed Conor Gallagher straight away. And you could see Conor Gallagher thinking, who's this young kid?
Yeah.
And I said to Ronnie when we were watching it, the big thing is, a lot of the Chelsea players won't know these kids. They won't have seen them play that often. So it's a surprise to them. He's taking the ball under pressure, bringing it down on his chest, relieving the pressure, taking passes where in tight situations. I thought his display today was head and shoulders above his age and above his maturity. It was an exceptional performance.
We were talking about McConnell at one stage, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we weren't sure. We're thinking he's a little slow on the ball. He's very, doesn't want to give it away. He's a little bit. But then he came to life.
Yeah.
He got like, oh, okay, I'm playing. I'm on Wembley. And he run forward. Remember, he broke the lines and then come. All the confidence of them is great to see.
Hello there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives on and off the pitch. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax, and lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now, and make sure you give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's show. Welcome back to The Reaction. Ray Houghton has made his way down from the gantry to join us pitchside. Ronnie Whelan and Stephen Warnock are also here. Yeah. Ray, we'll start with the winning goal. You said to Steve Hunter on commentary that you thought it was coming.
I just had a feeling there was going to be an opportunity. And obviously when Tsimikas put the ball in, just Virgil's movement was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? What a fantastic header. Just glanced it beyond the keeper, gave the keeper no chance whatsoever. And it was a huge, well, obviously it's the winning moment, but for Virgil and for everyone associated with the club, and the way he ran over to the supporters, you know, it was just a collective. It was great to see, and that's what we all played football for moments like that.
It's great to hear you talk about the fact that you get emotional. You've seen it all mostly as former players and been involved in those big moments. But, you know, it gives me goosebumps to think that players who've lived the dream still get as emotional as we do.
Yeah, you get attached to it. You still want the club to do well. I grew up supporting Liverpool. They're my club. They're who I want to do well. I followed them, luckily, round Europe with the job that we do. But firsthand, I want them to do well. I want them to succeed. And you can't help but sit there and sing the songs and things like that. I'm a fan. I am. As much as I'm just very fortunate that I've been able to pull on the shirt, and so have Ronnie and Ray, and that's just one of the perks of what's happened. Mm. But first and foremost, I'm a fan.
You try not to become a fan, really. Yes, you want to watch the game, and it doesn't really matter. I don't care. But then after 10 minutes, when you're at home on your own, you find yourself shouting at the television. And you just want them to win. And if someone makes a mistake, you're going, how can you do that? What are you doing? It just gets you. And you want to see them win all the time. And days like today is, you know, as a player, it's what you live for. But now that you're doing punditry, it's been a great, great day.
And for the kids, you know, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, they've already got a medal, a winner's medal at that age. It's quite... There's thousands and thousands of footballers who've played football for a number of years professionally, never won anything. And he's a kid that's 16, 17, he's picked up a winner's medal. Mm. It's fantastic, absolutely brilliant. And, you know, for the manager and for what he's done and the pathway that he's had for the youngsters to come from the youth team into the first team, for him to believe in them, to give them the platform to go out and play, for them to go out and realise their potential, because that's where they are.
Yeah.
You know, the prospects are still prospects, but today they've learnt so much about what being a footballer is all about, but playing in a final like that as well.
To put three of them on.
Yeah.
At a major time in the game, that's having the confidence of, I know what they'll do, they'll be all right out there.
But he had that trust in him, Ronnie, didn't he? He had that belief that they could go out there and do the job. He had to freshen up, because there was a lot of the lads who played on Wednesday, who've had a lot of games recently. You could see they were out on their feet. They couldn't give any more than they had done up to that point. And he had to make changes. So you have to look at your bench, and he's looked around and he went, right, Here's the shirt, lads, you're on there, go out there and show me what you can do. And they responded.
It's crazy that the tired legs that Ray talks about didn't exist when Liverpool scored the goal. They were sprinting round into corner. A bit like when Liverpool won the penalty shootout in 2005 and they all had cramp, but they were sprinting to the corner to get involved.
It was a bit like that out there when they were all jumping together. They'd been walking around like stiff leg, but when they were just jumping around there, it was...
Harvey was the one. Elliott was the one. When Harvey didn't have the ball, he could hardly move. And the ball came to him, and it was like he had a spring in his step, and he was buzzing around. It was great. You know, and that's what can happen to you. You know, they were so determined to do well, and the young players didn't let anyone down. You know, they played to the level that they can. they weren't fazed by coming on and playing in a major final in front of nearly 90,000 supporters. Yeah. They went out there against lads that cost hundreds of millions of pounds and they didn't look out of place, so that's all credit to them.
We spoke about where it could take Liverpool as a club individually, Ronnie. It can only improve players, this, can't it, this experience. And presumably when you win one trophy, you get this feel for it, this taste that I need to win another one quickly.
Yeah, there was always that feeling. When you come here for the first time and you win, it's like, I want to be back here every season. I want to play on Wembley. You know, you're a kid growing up watching the telly, Wembley. Everybody wants to play at Wembley. But when you get a great result, you want to keep coming back. And hopefully a lot of the players today are, they'll be back soon, hopefully for the FA Cup, which would be great. But for many years to come, they'll be back here.
It's the old adage, Stephen, they will feel like new signings. You know, all of these players that we've had to almost forget about today, all of these players that have contributed and will to Liverpool's future, you know, like Ronnie says, it gives them an extra little bit of time now to get back fully fit again.
Yeah, it does. But the young lads have got pressure on them now. They've got to live up to that expectation, because the big thing that they'll have realised today is how big this football club is. When you're celebrating...
First realisation today from this...
They'll know it from Anfield, but when you win a trophy and the spotlight on you, the press that is all of a sudden around you, the social media these days that will be all over the young players, that's a realisation. Now you've got to get to a level and stay at the level. That's the next challenge. It's how you take it on board, and that's where you've got great senior players within the squad. That's their job now. Their job's not to focus on themselves, but it's to guide them players and to help them players and the staff in and around them. That's so, so important. But the young players have to listen to that. You can't just suddenly go, I've won a trophy, that's me done. And some people do. Some people, that's their ambition in life, is to win a major trophy, do it, and they just go on the sun lounger, I'm done.
I don't see with this group what I've seen of them. We've been to games with the young players like Conor Bradley and Kwanzaa coming off afterwards and speaking to them and how they react and, you know, how they do the press conferences afterwards. And the full focus is just on being footballers. It isn't about the bright lights. It isn't about getting ahead of themselves. It's not about, I'm here, I've done it, you know, I've won a trophy now, I'm the be-all and end-all. It's not like that for these kids, what I've seen of them. No. There's a maturity about them, there's a belief in their ability, but what they want to be is a major success. They want to have a great career, and the best way to do that is keep your feet on the ground, listen to your experienced players, listen to your manager, listen to the people who are in and around you, your loved ones, you know, your family members. They'll steer you on the best path possible. But it's just the start of their career. It's the first rung on the ladder. They've got to remember that. And as long as they do, they're going to have a good career, there's no doubt.
You do think about Neil Danz, don't you? You do think about Lee Clark, who were somewhere in this stadium probably crying their eyes out at a point where their boys come on the pitch today. And then, you know, an extra level of pride when they see how well they play in a game like this.
Well, as soon as Jaden Danz come on the pitch, he was offside, but he didn't know it. And he goes through in a little jinking run, gets his shot away, and the crowd lifted. Straight away, you could see it every time, then get me on the ball, I want the ball. Creates a few opportunities for himself, closing down, gets the cheers from the crowd. You could see everything they did was getting more and more confident. I've said it before, but just the performances were way above maturity levels than from what you'd think they'd be. You'd think they'd be a little like rabbit in the headlights thing. I think there was an element of it with McConnell because of the position he played. He didn't want to be the one to play a pass into midfield and it break down and then an opportunity arose. But then he grew into the game. He got more into it, more confident in his own ability and played his own game then. Some players will play it differently. They'll grow into a game. Some will naturally just jump into it and fly into a game. But, the dads will be... God, imagine the celebrations that the dads will have.
When they show them the medal, they'll be thinking, I played for 20 years. Never got near one. You played for 2 minutes and you've got...
Exactly.
Now get to bed.
But Bobby Clark, even coming on, he was straight in closing down.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
The intensity from him and then gets everybody else around you. You know, you feel a bit better. He's running around midfield, winning balls back. OK, we'll have to make a run for him. I thought he'd done really, really well when he came on.
When you're playing against £100 million players and you go out there and you can, as Stephen said, you can feel overawed. You can feel like, oh, is this where I should be at this stage of my career? They weren't like that. They just went out there and went, give me the ball, let me get on with the game. And that's all credit to them. But also, you know, the youth manager and the youth coaching staff and the job that they've done to prepare them for this level, for this moment, to be on that pitch in a cup final and to go out there and play at the level that they did. All credit to everyone who's worked with them, and obviously the kids themselves to get themselves into that position, and their mindset, how they've applied themselves every day in training to get to the level that they have, is a credit to all of them.
We're going to hear from Jurgen Klopp very soon about his level of pride. I don't think that level of pride would have been too much different, Ron, had they finished up maybe losing on penalties or conceding a late goal because of the effort levels. But would there have been a danger had Liverpool lost this and lost this well today that might have had a negative impact on the season? Injuries have caught up with us now.
We can only surmise, can't we?
Yeah.
But I think it did them a lot of good. Jurgen will have just told him to go and enjoy it. It doesn't... We were talking about it. I said it before the game, didn't I? You won't be blamed if you lose.
No.
So you're not going to blame the young kids. The older heads will be blamed if you lose the game. So Jurgen was always confident in that. I can put them on. I'm not going to blame them if they do anything wrong. But let them go out there and enjoy themselves.
There is a blow in the sense that Ryan Gravenberch looks like another one that is going to be out for... who knows, he was in a boot before he threw his crutches away.
I've seen him throwing his crutches away. Oh, there you go. Might not be as bad as you think.
Limped into the pitches, but you know, once that pain hits tomorrow, it'll be a different story.
Well, it's not only that, but it's how much energy and effort the lads put into today's game. Having played the game midweek, what's left for the game on Wednesday? You know, that's what the manager will be looking at. Who's fit, who's available, who he can put into the team. He'll be looking at some of the younger players. Listen, he brought some of them on against Arsenal in the FA Cup, and they didn't let them down in that game either. You know, Bobby came on and one or two others, and they weren't fazed by playing at that stadium either against a good Arsenal side. So, if need be, and he has to change it around on Wednesday and he has to put the youngsters in, that won't be a problem for him. But he should be really proud, Jurgen, of what he's done, not only with the older players, but particularly with the younger players and that opportunity that he's gave them, that he's not gone out there and spent big money on players who might not have been worth it. And he's got a group here that are really focused on the job in hand at Liverpool Football Club.
You'll be getting a phone call from Alex Inglethorpe saying, we've got another 10 here. do you want them as well? We've got a few more ready to put in the first team.
So some of them may be thinking about the Youth Cup, which takes place in a couple of weeks' time as well, as to how young that team might be. You know, they'll be desperate to play in all the games now. That'll be the energy levels that they will have. They'll want to play Wednesday. They'll want to play in the Youth Cup. They'll want to play all the games.
They'll want everything. They'll want to just keep on this momentum, keep on rolling, playing in big games. And listen, they've got to realise that the FA Cup is still part of their progress and their development in football. Some of them might step away from that completely, but some might be drip-fed back in. That's also a test of their character, where they're at and how they deal with that as well. But there's certainly more players
still
coming
through. Enjoy the victory, but back to work tomorrow. That would be what Jurgen will be saying.
Sound like Ronnie Moran now.
Well, I was going to say, that's what Ronnie's exact words were. All right, you've won that trophy, put it to one side.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it starts again for the game on Wednesday.
I'm just wondering whether there was a cardboard box in there, Ron, with the medals in. Come and get one if you think you deserve it.
I think you deserve it. All the kids are going...
Just dip your hand straight in if you're one of the kids.
I seen Kenny in the tunnel, and he had a big hug with Jurgen within there. And that, you know, that sums up the club, doesn't it? You know, like, past manager and every success that he's had. And he's so happy to see what Jurgen's done. And, you know, the two of them had a massive embrace. And it was great to see. That's what this club's about.
I love it when Ray's lip starts wobbling. It makes me emotional as well. And that's what it means. I love the fact that they get emotional about Liverpool still, like we do. Talking of emotion, what about the guy that had what I thought was a perfectly legitimate first goal ruled out, Endo adjudged to be interfering, I think was probably the decision that was made, and then went on to win the game a little bit later on just to make it extra dramatic, like Liverpool Cup finals always are. He's with Becky Davis, Virgil van Dijk.
Virg, congratulations. I can't even imagine how you feel right now. That was an epic battle out there and you've won it.
Yeah, I think the feeling I'm... is the most is proud of the boys, proud of the young boys, proud of Queef, who was outstanding today, important for us, proud of each and every one of us, and it was a team performance, and that's what we do at Liverpool.
And it was a team performance led by yourself, obviously, climbing those steps, getting your hands on a trophy for the first time as Liverpool captain. Just describe the emotions and the feelings that went through you then.
Yeah, you know, it's very special, and you visualize these things, not too much, but a little bit, and you still have to do it, and you know how tough it's going to be, and you know the difficult moments you will have in games, but like I said, it's all worth it, and to celebrate with all the fans. It's incredible. Having my family there, it's my kids, you know, it's special.
And special to lift it alongside the boss as well. That must have been very emotional.
Yeah, no, I wanted him to be next to me, and I'm happy that he agreed. So it's a proud moment, a special moment, and something I will cherish forever.
Just talk to us about the game, because obviously you thought you had it in the bag with the first goal, and that wasn't to be. And there were maybe decisions that didn't quite go your way throughout the game, obviously the injury situations as well. And I was going to say, with things like that, you sometimes start to feel like it's not your day, but I don't think this team ever does that. It's
No. Exactly what you say. You know, I think there's no reason to think it's over or it doesn't work out today. You know, it's all about keep going. You know, if something doesn't work out, chance is missing, just turn around and keep going. And you know, that never die mentality, you know, is very important within the squad and the manager and the club. You know, it's something very important, and today we showed it again. You know, because there were a lot of difficult moments in the game, and but we were prepared for that. We know what's going to happen, and we did it, so that's the most important thing and a nice thing.
And finally, it's just the start, I know, of what you want to achieve this season. What kind of a platform can this give you now to kick on?
Let's hope a big platform, you know. Let's hope, obviously, the turnaround is crazy now with Wednesday playing again against Southampton, so we'll have to do everything in our power to recover as quickly as possible, as good as possible, and hopefully get players back as soon as possible in the right way. And we need everyone until the end of the season. But we're in everything. So why not just go out, enjoy it. Enjoy it with all of us. Not only the player staff, but especially the fans. It's a beautiful time. And we have to don't take these times for granted. But we have to go for it and do it all together. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Listen, congratulations. You go and enjoy
it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The skipper, the match winner, Virgil van Dijk there with Becky Davis. Jamie Carragher said last week that he's the best Premier League centre-back by a mile of all time. Is he?
I'd say he's definitely up there.
Oh, come on, give me an answer, yes or no.
Yeah, I'd say he is. From what I've seen, the attributes, I think the only other side to it is that we just wish we'd have had him for longer. And you'd have seen him come into the club at 23, 24, and then even younger. But he's got every attribute that you'd want in a centre-half. Size, stature, confidence, ability on the ball, the reading of the game, the anticipation of where it might fall. His performance today was unbelievable. I mean, Konate ran him close, but that partnership is frightening. How they go up against centre-forwards, and centre-forwards are thinking, the stature of these two. I'm not going to beat them in the air. I'm not going to beat them for pace, but just phenomenal performance from him. And he'll be immensely proud of these young lads as well.
Hell of a picture, isn't it?
Great, that, isn't it?
All
the academy graduates.
With Virgil, I don't know whether it was the armband or whether it was because it was a cup final. I thought it was absolutely immense today, Virgil, right from the start, right through. Two centre-backs were brilliant. But then hopefully these kids will be back here again sometime.
Got to get the homework done before tomorrow.
Just saying, before Trent crept into that picture, they were all 20 and under. This fella here, Endo, is incredible, Rob.
Yeah, he done really well. Unsung hero. I mean, he's not flashy. He doesn't do things that's going to catch the eye for the supporters, but he does a lot of the work that's required in front of the back four. Breaks things up, wins the ball back, does it nice and simply. I thought there was a lot of good things. I thought Diaz played well today as well. Yeah. I thought when he got on the ball, he was very alert. In possession, the ball, running at people, unlucky not to score, had a few opportunities. I thought his all-round game was good. But Virgil, to me, I think he's been outstanding all season. Just my opinion, what I've seen of him. He's a leader. I think he's a great communicator. The players that have come in, like Kwanzaa, Kanati and Joe Gomez, whoever's part of them at centre-half, he's talked them through the game. And you can only learn from that. That's a great experience to have alongside someone like that. And he's a role model to these kids, you know, because how he conducts himself on and off the pitch reflects on these youngsters how you should be as an experienced professional footballer. And he does it really, really well. There's a lot of role models at the club. You know, I think Mo's a role model to Harvey, what I've seen of him. I think they got on really well together. There's a really great understanding between them. But all these youngsters, you know, this is an opportunity for them to look at experienced players and how they conduct themselves, and that's the right approach to being a professional footballer.
He didn't want a picture with him, did he, Mo Salah? It's your trophy, you go and take it away. Just before we go to a break, Ronnie, spoke Virgil van Dijk in his interview there about visualising that moment when you wake up on the morning of a cup final and you're the captain. Are those things going through your mind as to this is what I'm going to do? And you did say before you wondered whether they might lift it together, him and the manager.
Which they did, didn't they? Which was a nice touch. But I don't know. Sometimes you can't sleep before the game, so you're not exactly dreaming about it because you can't not sleep. But you're up and down most of the night. Toilet, back to bed, can't sleep. What am I going to do?
You don't want to tempt fate. That's the thing. You don't want to tempt fate thing at all.
Then
I'm picking it up, and then when you don't, it's about like you. I watched you in the build-up. You didn't touch the cup itself, did you?
No, I never
did. Stayed away from it. It was noticed.
Yeah. Were you playing?
I felt like I was. I think I'm out Wednesday. I think I did my hamstring. You can't call on me. Just before we finish and we go to a break now, I wanted to ask you one about the parade, because one of you mentioned something before about the fact that most players never win anything. Most players never win a medal. He did say that to the players when they got on the bus with just the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup a couple of seasons ago when it went to the last day of the Premier League and, of course, the European Cup. And he said that to the players. Most clubs never win anything. It's really important we celebrate this. If this is the only trophy that Liverpool win this year, do you think there still will be an appetite to see them parade it through the city because of what he's achieved with the club?
I hope so. I really do, because you've got to celebrate it. What's the point in playing in it if you're not going to celebrate it? What's the point in turning up every time that the competition's on? You've got to celebrate it. I spoke last night about it and I said, I didn't win this final and it still eats at me and I still regret it. It's one of my biggest regrets that we didn't win that final. I'm one of the few that hasn't won a final. I've played in a final but never won a final. And you go, what could have been? Could have been completely different. Every Aston Villa occasion that came up with the Carabao Cup, I'll have been invited back as a past winner. I'm not invited back as a loser. No one remembers the losers, Pete. Yeah. You don't remember them. But if there was a parade for that, God, I'd have been at the front of the queue getting on that bus. Absolutely, you would. It's huge.
Yeah. Just a quick break in the show to tell you there's never been a better time to show your support for the Reds, whether it's getting kitted out with this season's Nike home strip, checking out our new arrivals to our training range, or if you want to roll back the years with a shirt from our retro range, the Liverpool FC store has everything you need. And right now, there's even savings of up to 30% on this season's away kit while those stocks last. Visit the store today, go online to liverpoolfc.com/store, or download the official LFC store app to find what you're looking for. Right, let's get back to the show. Time now to hear from the winning manager. Here's what Jurgen Klopp had to say to the media here at Wembley in his post-match press conference.
Hi, Jurgen.
Hi.
Just before the goal, you were smiling, turning to the crowd, applauding. I'm just wondering what was going through your mind there.
Loved it.
Did you think something was coming? No.
That would be cool if I could see goals coming. It would relax a lot of moments in my life. No, I loved it. I think that was the moment where everything just thought, come on. This, what we see here today, is so exceptional. We might never see again, and not because I'm on the sideline, because these things don't happen in football. I got taught outside that there's an English phrase, you don't win trophies with kids. I didn't know that. Right in you. It is in my longer career than mine, but in my more than 20 years, easily the most special trophy I ever won. It's absolutely exceptional. Sometimes I get asked if I'm proud of this, proud of that, and it's really tricky. I don't know. I wish I could feel pride more often. Just don't do. Tonight was an overwhelming feeling. I was, oh my God, what's going on here? I was proud of everybody involved in everything here. I was proud of our people for the way they pushed us. I was proud of the staff for creating this kind of atmosphere surrounding where these boys can just do what they are best at. I was proud of our academy. I was proud of my coaches. I was proud of so many things. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? It was really overwhelming. It had nothing to do with my maybe last game at Wembley. I checked that. Nothing to do with that. It was really because of how everybody contributed, seeing the faces after the game of the kids, Jaden, Dunst. Can you create in football stories which definitely nobody will ever forget? It's so true. It's so difficult because this happened before. This happened before. They wanted then. They did it there. This tonight. If you find the same story with academy players coming on against the top side and still winning it, I never heard of.
How important do you feel this win is for your own legacy? I know that you've spoken about all of
it. I couldn't care less about my legacy. I'm not here to create one. It's as a manager of a football club, you are there to do the job, actually. And nothing what we did in the last 8.5 years would have happened. It's not replaceable. You couldn't have done the same in another club or whatever. It was exactly made for this combination, and it's fantastic. But we learned so much in that time. I learned so much. The people learned so much. These people will. Yeah, that's the one thing. It's not a problem if the manager leaves or whatever. If these people would leave, our supporters, that would be a problem. But as long as they are the way they are, Liverpool Football Club will be fine, and that's the most important thing. But for these kind of things, you need from time to time, you need something to really celebrate. And come on, this was so special. You saw the game, you saw the circumstances. We had problems before the game. They became bigger during the game. We had a ref who was not up to the level of the game. That didn't help one team or the other. It was just like, whoa. What did he see? What is that? Like, oop. Really, no common sense again for refs. That's something that I'm not sure they don't teach it or they don't ask for it, but it's just not there. And then getting through all this, you see tired players, you see, I have no clue who can play on Wednesday because we had players on the pitch until the end of the game who had problems. We asked Harvey to stay, we asked Lucho to stay up front, don't go back anymore. So I have no idea who can play on Wednesday, but for tonight, it is a night I will never forget. And if nobody else sees it like that, no problem. But for me, it's a really nice memory forever.
Yeah, when you send an older to the youngsters, do you just see a talent rather than a teenager?
Yeah. Obviously, age is not at all in our thought process in that moment. We knew who we take. We knew that we have to build a squad. It was clear that yesterday in training was clear that these are the boys we will take. And we needed fresh legs. We needed. It was clear. Then you can always think, will you take off? And then it's always the wrong one because do we take off Cody or do we take off Lucho? Do we take off Harvey or do we take off Maka? Do we take off Endo or Maka? Stuff like this. So that's clear we have to change. We have to make changes. I mean, then see, and you follow us obviously pretty closely and the development of Bobby Clark. Like, oops. Ooh, that's really crazy, I have to say. The development of James McCallum is absolutely insane. And Jane Dunst is only recently joined us in the first team training. I loved him from the first second. Really special. And he comes on today and plays. Okay, he came on the last game, but now he comes on and can score two goals in a Carabao Cup final. That's absolutely insane. And the other kids out there, obviously, which we could have brought on as well. Kumas and Trey and stuff like this. Some we left at home, even Cade. So it's just nice to partner these boys in these moments, to be the first one, not the last one, obviously, but the first one who watched it. And the way the experience group involves them is pretty special. And It was wonderful. So many players, some were not allowed to come here today from our squad, but so many players, celebrations. Okay, Darwin and Dom are obviously not fit in the moment, that's why they didn't play. But the celebration looked at 100%, let me say like that, so you have to talk about that with the medical department. It is for this group and for the club a super special night.
I just wanted to get your thoughts for today's performance, but also his part between the start of the season and now for Mataro Endo.
That's a good one. A good development, yeah. Yeah, I said it a couple of times, we were lucky. We bring him in, and obviously Vataro, I'm pretty sure in 3-4 years Vataro will sign another long-term contract at Liverpool just because he might be 30 or 31 in the passport, but he's not. He's a machine. He's footballing-wise exceptional. His defensive brain is outstanding. Gives us a lot of freedom for a lot of things. Top development, I have to say. Yeah, very helpful. Very helpful.
Virgil van Dijk is an outstanding leadership.
Come on, I love talking about my players. I really love it. Virgil van Dijk, from the first day since he stepped into Liverpool FC, is absolutely outstanding. But you, anyway, in his lesser good moments, go for him like he didn't want to perform. Why is he like that? Oops. Oh, sorry. We are human beings. Happens from time to time. And that we are not spot on probably happens to you as well. Yes, thank God. He is absolutely spot on, in a top shape. But we need him. We need them all. I think he learned an important lesson tonight. For himself, not that he needed to learn it, but we gave him the opportunity to learn it. Whatever happens, you always can win the game. Whatever, because we couldn't explain to the players what the plan was. We explained to the players on the outside, we want them to do this and that. The majority of the other guys standing on the pitch just adapt to it. Kids come on, Harvey outside, Harvey inside, Joey inside, Harvey, stuff like this. And I was a player myself, you think, oh my God. What's the idea behind that? But nobody, I saw it in their faces, nobody thought that. They just thought, okay, come on, then we do it like that. And that will, he will not forget it, not only because it was the first trophy as a Liverpool captain, just because of the circumstances.
Somebody that these guys know very well is Sikenny Dalglish. He's in awe of nobody because of the legacy that he has at Liverpool. But he was straight into the tunnel after the game. And, of course, the first fellow that he wanted to see was Jurgen Klopp. They've got so much in common, so much that they've shared. I remember a very emotional moment here when Kenny came back and won this trophy as well, when that rain started all over again. What will this conversation have been going like?
Have we gone for a drink somewhere? You know, you look at managers... Great managers, two great, great managers, but they built teams. You know, when Kenny came in, there was the team was there, and then he didn't think, hang on, we need a little bit different here. And then he brought the likes of Ray and Aldo and Barnsley and Peter. They all come in and we played a different way, more possession, keeping the ball all the time. Klopp had to break up his old Firmino's Mane, but he's built again. Mm. And it's great that a manager can do that. Have the wisdom of how to do it, how to go about it, what I need. But Klopp has done very same as Paisley did as well, way back in the 80s.
Mm. It makes it, I'm not going to use the word easy, but it makes it slightly less difficult for a new manager coming in, that the team is almost established now and it's a young, good age team as well. Are they able to just continue to run with what Liverpool
have established? Well, that's the thing. Can you continue? Can you live up to that expectation? Because when you look what Jurgen's done, the infrastructure at the club, you know, from the youth team right through, you have to continue with that. But what's been remarkable about Jurgen as well is the recruitment. There's hardly been a player that's came to the club that hasn't performed. Everyone's really played to a great level. But that's down to him. And whether the next manager that comes in has got that same desire, same determination, but also, you know, this father-like figure to the younger players as well. Whether they've got that, I'm not sure. That's one of the things I'm sure that the owners of the club be looking at. That's the due diligence you have to do to make sure the next person comes in is similar in some ways to Jurgen. They have to be their own person when it comes to, you know, how they manage. But he's set something here for whoever comes in, which is very unique. Normally you take over a club on the way down because the manager's not doing his stuff, the players are not playing as well. That isn't the case here. Liverpool are playing at a really good level, and he's leaving someone, you know, a very good opportunity to come in and be very, very, very successful.
And that is it from this very first episode of the Reaction Podcast. Not a bad way to start. We hope you can join us again after Wednesday's FA Cup fifth round tie against Southampton, when we'll bring you more exclusive interviews and analysis from Anfield. Until then, if you haven't already, do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. We'll see you next time.